Good morning. You've been listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, and we're interrupting this to bring you the opening market report. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to share the opening market report. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Markets are lower here to start the final couple days of trading here in April. Of course, new month here later this week, and also see first notice day for May contracts on Wednesday. But overall, decent weather forecast of 6 to 10, 8 to 14 day forecasts have both went warmer and drier for a majority of the Midwest. So anticipating some pretty active planning progress here over the next couple weeks, and that's weighing on futures here to start. Expected to continue to see some rain in winter wheat country as well. So we see wheat down sharply here this morning, which is also weighing on corn. No real tariff news, still trying to get clarification on whether or not China and the U.S. are actually talking on tariffs. Seems to be some different opinions on that, so we'll continue to keep an eye on that. Possibly anticipating some trade deals to be announced here over the next few days with some individual countries, so also keep an eye on that. Outside markets are relatively quiet. Equities up slightly, crude down slightly, so not a lot going on there. Export inspections will be out here this morning. We'll see crop progress out this afternoon, expecting it to inch along in some parts of the Midwest. Last week, corn was 12% done, and beans were 8% done. Still got some areas that are still a little too wet, especially down in southern Illinois and Missouri, watching for some potential rain here early this week in those areas as well. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday got some rain chances. So hopefully not get too wet here and allow some progress to happen here as we head towards this next weekend. As for prices here this morning, May corn at 473, down 5 3/4. July corn at 479.5, that's down 6. December corn at 447.5, that's down 8 1/4. May soybeans at 10.42 3/4, down 7. July contract at 10.52 1/4, also down 7. November soybeans at 10.27, that's down 8. May soybean meal 2.86 even, down $4. May soybean oil 49.10, that's down 18. May Chicago wheat 5.13 3/4, down 16 1/4. May Kansas City wheat at 5.23, down 15. Minneapolis wheat for May is at 580.5. That's down 10 3/4. Livestock markets are mixed here this morning. April cattle 214.62, up 37. June cattle 208.60, up 35. May feeders 291.72, up 120. August feeders 294.85, up 55. May hogs 92.97, that's up 17. June hogs at 100.65. That's down 47. Basis levels across the Midwest continue to be somewhat supported. Producer not very interested in marketing what's remaining of their old crop grain here. Continue to focus on planting progress. And of course, corn and soybeans still trading off the most recent highs as well. Crop contracts continue to gain on new crop here. And that's been the case for the last few weeks. Otherwise, continuing to watch any tariff news or any sort of resolution with some of the tariffs going on around the country, around the globe, and also continuing to watch weather and planning progress here as we move forward. So lower start to the week, and we'll see how the news cycle continues to move as the week goes on here.
All right. Thank you very much, Aaron. Hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Let's take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.